50 minutes past the hour of the Russell Parr Morning Show. Your biggest phobias, Freitas, I know you got a couple, but what's your biggest one?
I guess my biggest one is drowning. Even though I'm a great swimmer, I can swim my butt off, but drowning scares me to death. I don't even like being on boats.
I hate being around too much water too, like that. Like, just
I want to see land. Now, I don't mind being on a fast boat. I'll be on a speed boat, but I need to be able to see land because I need to know I can swim there.
Albert, what is yours?
I was going to concur. I can't swim.
But how do you get the salmon that go up? You know,
I don't know what you're talking about. I can't swim, and people for some reason don't believe me. Twice in my life, when I tell people I couldn't swim,
can I
they
tell you
threw
something?
Me in the water.
Let me tell you something. The worst thing that you can do because you have a fear of swimming is not teach your kids to swim.
Ooh, that's the first thing they need to know how
Albert,
to do.
What Albert just said.
Yep.
Albert can sit up and say, I can't swim. What's the first thing your boys will do?
Push you in the water. Pushing you in the water. Like, yeah, right. What grown-ass bear
really can't
swim?
And then like 10 minutes later, they're pulling you off the bottom.
Yeah.
It's crazy. 1-877-727-7746, your biggest phobia. Good morning. Hello.
Hey, it's Tracy. How y'all doing?
Hey, Tracy. Everybody complains about their biggest phobia is that you get through all the time. What is your secret?
I just dial it every time you say, let's open the phones for the people phone. I mean,
you just get in. Okay.
I got you. I'm just, you know, I have two actually. My first one is if I'm out at a restaurant or a club, I will not drink out of a glass. All it takes is for you to get viral meningitis one time. I won't do it.
Oh, that's a good thing. Thank you for telling me
my
that.
My next one is dirty water. I won't touch. I have to change my water at least 3 or 4 times when I'm washing dishes.
Wow.
I can't stand dirty dishwasher.
You like my mama.
That's a big phobia. Thank you, Tracy. Good morning. Hello.
Good morning.
What is your biggest phobia?
Mine is hot air balloons.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
How many times have we seen those things crash and blow up? They don't just crash. They blow up.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
At least you die quicker. I mean, I'm just saying, at least
not if that joint on fire.
If it blows up, you blow up with it, don't you?
You hope you die of shock.
Huh?
I mean, well, what the hell are you doing getting in there anyway?
Somebody tweeted me at Russ Parr Show, my biggest fear, driving over water. Or driving over water at a high altitude.
Oh, my God. Bridges scare me to death,
but like
too.
The real high ones.
Yes.
Not just a normal one. I'm talking about that one, like, go up.
Twist writes, clowns and spiders.
Are you really scared of clowns?
I know people are scared of clowns. Now, I don't do spiders very well.
I don't
either.
Do spiders, no.
Yeah, me either.
You over a dime, I got to get you. You got to go.
Yeah. Good morning. Hello.
Good morning. It's Janice from Spring Lake again. How y'all?
Hey, Janice.
How you doing? What's your biggest phobia?
Listen, two things equally. Mice and kitty cats. I have family members. I will not go to their house because they have cats. I had a cousin once. I stopped going to her house for like 9 months because her mom tried to make me walk past the cat.
Wow. You hadn't even graduated to cat yet. You calling them kitty cats.
Oh, my God. I would torture her if she was my friend.
But don't cats chase away mice?
Yeah, but what I used to hate, because we used to have cats, what I used to hate is that whenever you hear your cat at the back door and it's like 2 in the morning going,
they sound mean.
They have something
they growl.
With them. Mm-hmm. They have, because my cat used to bring home animals that were dead.
Yeah.
And as soon as she took her teeth out of them, they're flying around the house or they're running through the house. That was always, or you wake up and you got a dead mouse in the bed with you.
Yes.
Good morning. Hello.
Good morning.
Yes, your biggest phobia.
I'm afraid of corn dogs.
Now, listen, I'm going to hang up on her.
Corn dogs.
She ain't afraid of no damn
Why
corn dog.
Trust me, people have weird phobias.
She hung up.
Corn dog.
That's like the joint. Y'all never seen Maury when they have the show about people with phobias? Like they're afraid of aluminum foil and they be chasing them around the stage.
Why would you be afraid of a corn dog? I wish you wouldn't have hung up. That's funny.
The Dark Jaguar writes at Russ Parr Show, my biggest phobia is shots. I will fight a nurse if they're trying to give me one.
Oh, me too. Me too.
Let me tell you something. Nowadays, man, they give you shots where you don't even feel them. They got it down to a science.
I don't know what shot you're talking about.
Taking shots and drawing blood, two different things.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's true.
1-877. Yeah, that's it. When you got a nurse with shaking hands trying to find a vein.
Yeah.
That's a problem.
And
good morning, hello.
In your head rush, you're saying, bet you know damn well you done hit me in my vein 14 times.
Somebody,
if you could talk, if you could tell her what you wanted to say.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good morning. Hello.
You okay?
Yo, I got two fears, man. One of them is cold-hearted. When they got the cold-hearted eyes, police, man, because all it takes is for one word for them to twist the whole story on you. Your freedom gone.
Mm. Yeah, you must have been locked up before.
And another thing, man, I hate cats. I despise cats.
Hey, you know, I've seen black people lose their mind when they see a black cat.
Like
there's
cats.
A black cat! Oh, my God! You know what that means?
I
actually
own
it's
a black cat
walking across the street. Robert Lowe Sprick writes, his biggest phobia is public urinals. I don't like public urinals, the stand-up ones, especially when you're wearing shorts.
Wow.
Because then you can feel, you know, no matter, you feel little specks of water hitting you.
Oh, come on.
That's not water.
My other thing is, like Mahalo says, bridges, maggots, and mannequins.
Mannequins? What the hell?
Maggots freak me out. Wow. I'm with you on that.